House Republicans are celebrating 10 years of majority rule. Their 1994 contract with America helped mobilize support for the Republican takeover of the House. This year, Democrats have written their own manifesto for the next Congress. They've even put it on a handy laminated card. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi listed those goals on this program last month. Today, we hear about the Republicans' legislative priorities. Congresswoman Deborah Price of Ohio chairs the House Republican Conference.
We're prepared now to build on our 10 years of solid accomplishments and go even further. I think we'll see some comprehensive tax reform. Our goal is to make the tax code simpler and fairer. Healthcare is important. One in 10 obstetricians nationwide is stopping their practice, and especially in rural areas, we're having a very short supply that needs to be dealt with. And we've House of Representatives has passed it twice, and hopefully in the next Congress we'll be able to make some more inroads.
Now, as with the House Democrats' agenda, this is a list of principles. And you actually have some of the same goals: expanding health care coverage, stimulating the economy, tax reform. Where do your plans differ?
Well, Republicans have always stood for less government, less intrusion into people's lives. Every dollar that comes into this town gets spent somehow or other. The only way we can limit spending is to decrease the money that we bring in terms of taxes. And so we've systematically tried to simplify the tax code and reduce Americans' tax burdens, and we'll continue to do that.
When you speak about less government, I mean, we have at the moment a record deficit and rising. That is a lot of government spending.
The nation has been through some very challenging times since President Bush has been in office. We had a recession. We had a terror attack. We are at war. Those things, unfortunately, do cost money, and we have no choice but to spend it. We're going to do all that we can to grow our economy and get out of the red as soon as possible. But that is not going to happen at the expense of our nation's security and our soldiers overseas.
There is nothing about some more divisive issues on this list of principles. The party's opposition to gay marriage, abortion rights, for example, that's not on here. Are these social issues not part of the Republican agenda?
Well, that remains to be seen. I think that there's been a lot of work in those areas in this Congress, and the president and the Congress will get together and determine what needs to be done when we get back in the 109th.
But again, is this an agenda of potential legislation, and the party doesn't want to, on this agenda, commit to developing legislation immediately on these issues?
Well, I don't think that there's necessarily unanimous or broad consensus in where we should go in those areas, and therefore they're not included.
What lessons did the Republican Party draw from efforts to implement the agenda in the contract with America a decade ago?
I think that we saw that with the support of the American people, we were able to do amazing things. And we're still seeing the success of some of those initiatives, the balancing of the budget and pledging tax relief. Those are things that we followed through for the next 10 years, and hopefully we'll continue to do that.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Deborah Price of Ohio is the chairwoman of the House Republican Conference.